this is an end of the year show, and even though I'd like it to be kind of evergreen, it's just not going to work like that. So I'm going to tell you, it's 2016, and it's almost the holidays, which means the end of 2016. 2017 is right around the corner. And what I like to do at the end of a year is to assess like what I've done that year. Because you forget, you know, a year is a long time. It goes by really quickly, but when you have a blank calendar for like the next year, it looks like, oh my gosh, I have so much time to do all these things that I want to do, and it's not the case. But you can do more than you probably think. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the successes that I've had of this year, and what I'd like you to do is to write down the successes that you've had for this year, at least 10 of them. Now, I may not list 10 right now because this is very off the cuff looking back on 2016, but it was a good year. It was a slow year as far as business goes, and honestly, election years often are. I've heard that since I've been in business for myself, across the board. And so I don't worry about that as much. I worry about how to keep the momentum, or how to pick up the momentum for the following year. So in 2016, though, there were some amazing things that happened with me. I don't know about you, and I'd love to hear about them. Like, what was your biggest accomplishment for 2016? So for me, my biggest accomplishment was joining smartspot.com. And that is with three A's, S-M-A-A-A-R-T, spot.com, SmartSpot. And what SmartSpot is, it's basically a media advertising agency, but it's also, like, our cool thing is that we have a patented video overlay that basically goes over the top of your video and has call to action buttons on top of it. And now you've probably seen some of these before, but we have the original patent, and ours is way cooler. So what can I tell you? I'm really enjoying doing press releases for them and doing their marketing and just building this business up. So to me, that's my biggest accomplishment, is kind of expanding Red Hot Copy to do that. I also did the She Factor, the final training of the She Factor in its form. We are making it, we're revamping it, and it will probably be mostly a self-paced program. There may be times that we decide to hold it as a training, but at this point, right now, it's just going to be self-paced. It was a really great finale. It's a great send-off, and thanks to all the wonderful people who were part of that. And we have all kinds of new graphics and fun stuff. So that was a big chunk of the year also. What else? Well, of course, the holidays feels like a big speed bump in 2016. But I've also been putting a lot of attention into my family, into my dogs, into my children, into my husband, into my girlfriends. And that's really important to me. That's, I would say, a priority as far as my life goes. So this show is kind of about you looking at the priorities that you have in your life, and you reflecting back on how this past year was for you, and then making notes of what it is that you want to do and accomplish in the upcoming year. And we'll talk about that on a different show, but that's the first step, is to look back and review and see what you've done. I'll bet you've accomplished a lot more than you thought you would. And then let's start planning out a fantastic following year. All right? Can't wait.